Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have an interesting slate of news today. Let me just give you some ideas about some of the stuff that, my producers have. British women going to Gambia for sex. Chris Cuomo doesn't want to admit he's an alcoholic. The DOJ doesn't want a special master, even though it looks like Trump's going to make sure they have to do that. Carrie Lake responds on questioning the election and probably gives one of the best responses I've heard. Mark Cuban goes after Elizabeth Warren. These are things I haven't even been able to get to. Gender issues, Project Veritas exposés, etc. Whoopi Goldberg in the news because she's anyway, lots of stuff. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. Let me tell you, I should go back sometimes and give you guys what we're missing. You know, in other words, what if we had to just glance over because we don't have time? I could give you a lot of controversial things that, for example, we are still not talking about Hunter Biden. We are still not talking about Joe Biden being the big guy. We're still not talking about all these judges in various jurisdictions who are saying the machines for Dominion, or, you know, which Dominion says, we don't have any machines, we only put the software on there, but they put software on there that was easily hackable, and these rulings that are coming through showing that election cheating occurred, and I could go on. We're not talking about, how many Americans are still in Afghanistan? Do we even have a count? Has that even been discussed? How many people got left behind? The 13 Marines who were killed? How much glossing over of 9/11 did we just go past it? We blew past it. Why? Because it happened on a Sunday? That should make it even more relevant and reverent. But we just blow by it. We blow by this news. We blow by Donald Trump. He sued Hillary Clinton. Some judge, I think it was a Clinton-appointed judge, said, oh, his lawsuit is frivolous. How could his lawsuit be frivolous when Hillary Clinton has been proven to be the person who started this nonsense? How's Hillary Clinton going around with her daughter hitting late-night comedy shows when that chick should be in prison? You get it? Man, there's so much stuff floating around. There's no way for us to cover it all. Title IX and these boys playing girls' sports, is that done? Are we done talking about that? And of course not. The Democrats have everything in waiting. Just think of it as it's on a shelf. And it's a series of books. And when something happens, the Democrats go, okay, pull out the book on sexuality, on gender, pull out the book on women, you know, pull out the book on black people, pull out the book on Latinos, pull out the book on immigration, pull out the book on whatever. That every time something comes up, over and over, rinse and repeat. And you know what we're doing? In Arizona, we're building a team that is going to make sure that we are impervious to their lies. Impervious. That you feel strongly enough that you can make things happen, that you're not going to lose your job or, you know, lose your friends, etc. How about we build a community that makes it to where when somebody attacks us, we attack back hard? I'm talking about with legal. Look at what Donald Trump tweeted out the other day when the Lincoln Project were lying about him on Fox News. He says, welcome to the party. Lawsuits are coming. I like that this guy is litigious. Sue the pants off of them. They do us. When are we going to wake up? Folks, we got to... There are times when I go, I don't think you get it. But I do think you get it. I will tell you, it's difficult to pull the trigger. It is. I'm not going to lie to you. When I first started getting death threats, I was like, what? I'm talking to people going, can you believe this dude wants to kill me? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to lie to you. There's an initial surge of like, why do people want to kill me? It's not, I don't have any fear of it. But there's this initial like I wanted to reevaluate. Well, what am I doing? Maybe I need to do. Yeah, but it didn't last very long. The fight kicked in and said, okay, you want to kill me? Well, then let's do it. Let's do this. so I'm ready to go. But I get it. I get that angst, that not wanting to confront. But I'm going to tell you something. You better do it. I don't know if you guys saw this story. This journalist, he got stabbed. Yeah, he was investigating a Democrat in Las Vegas, this journalist, doing his job as an investigative journalist, and the dude stabbed and killed him. Yeah. So, just to show you how crazy the left is, here's what a woman questioning the sheriff who's giving this press conference, here's what she had to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Sheriff, you said the murder of a journalist is especially troubling. Now is probably not the appropriate time to talk politics, but do you condemn...
So why are we talking politics, sir?
You condemn former President Trump's normalization of violence against journalists?
No, I think this is probably the inappropriate venue to speculate on that or opine on that. I think it needs to be stated and noted that it is troublesome because it is a journalist, and we expect journalism to stop for government. And when people take it upon themselves to create harm associated with that profession, I think it's very important that we put all eyes on and address the case appropriately.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here at the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, this journalist is stabbed by a Democrat. Yeah, this is and here's what this guy reads. He says, the stunning development came a day after Las Vegas police asked for the public's help in identifying a suspect in the case. An early morning search of Tell's home on Wednesday provided the first indication that the Friday killing might be related to the guy who was killed. His name is German. So it might be related to German's work exposing public wrongdoing. The investigative reporter was pursuing a potential follow-up story about Tells in the weeks before he was killed. They said NPR reported that law enforcement officials have discovered Tells' DNA at the crime scene. So in other words, this Democrat who was being looked at by an investigative reporter, because he says there's improprieties. I don't know all the details, but you can look this up. You can look the story up. He's killed by a Democrat who's under investigation, and this woman wants to tie it to Trump. I just want you to understand how crazed these people are. This has nothing to do with Trump. He inspires no violence. This person took it upon himself to try to pretend that he's doing things by the book, and an investigative journalist lost his life because this Democrat was under fire. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Can you believe that? A journalist is stabbed in Las Vegas because he dare go look at the corruption of the Democratic Party. And what does a Democrat do that's under investigation? He stabs him and kills him. And what do the other journalists do who are questioning the act itself? They say it's Trump-related. It's Trump-related that some Democrat who's under investigation by a person doing his job is stabbed to death. If you think the Democrats are going to ever soften their stance on us and tell the truth and say, you know what, it isn't we who are the dangerous people, it is they who are the dangerous people. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm never going to let you forget who the most dangerous people on the planet are. It is the American leftist. And let me tell you why they're the most dangerous. Because you say, Kevin, there's some evil people all over the world. Yes, evil people doing evil things. But see, these Democrats here do evil things, lie to you, and they're looked at around the world. Everyone is looking to America for the sanity. For us to be the shining light, the beacon of light on the hill. And they're not finding it. They're looking at what our leftists do and they're saying, see, This is why we are nearly as uncivilized as we believe ourselves to be. Look at what they do. They talk about election theft and, you know, election integrity in other countries. Look at what they did in 2020. If you don't think the world knows that Donald Trump had this election stolen from him, you are naive. Everywhere around the world, they know this. Don't be fooled. Even with the media saying what it says, our media leaks out and shows Joe Biden rallies. Look, Joe Biden, an embarrassment. The world knows it. Don't think for one second that the leftist nonsense that they spew over here is not noticed. I'm not going to follow it, but I've looked at Pakistan and other places. They ridicule Joe Biden. They ridicule him. And rightfully so. Anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about this special master. Lawyers for Donald Trump are wanting to get a special master. And here's a clip. The DOJ didn't want this to happen. So here's a clip of them explaining that.
Department is appealing a federal judge's order to a special master to review material seized from former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. The former president's request for a special master was approved Monday. Both sides were given a deadline of Friday to submit a list of potential candidates. The Justice Department is also requesting permission to continue going through documents taken from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Attorneys for Mr. Trump have until Monday to respond. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland joins us now. Now, Scott, on what basis is the Justice Department appealing the judge's order?
Catherine, what the Justice Department is doing is trying to get the court to hold off on its order, that it hold off on its investigation until this special master dispute is resolved. The Justice Department is arguing that there are things that get compromised if it halts its investigation, that those empty folders may have elements in them or should have had records in them that they need to track down still. What's more, they're making the argument pretty emphatically that you can't separate the intelligence review to make sure national security hasn't been compromised and the Justice Department review of what happened with these records. The judge has allowed the intelligence review to continue, but told the Justice Department to stop. Federal government saying you can't separate the two, that both need to be done in concert with each other. Now, there was an expectation, if not a hope, Catherine, there'd be some resolution or answer to this dispute by the end of the week, by the end of tonight. It seems quite clear it won't come until next week at the earliest. And as is the case with the federal courts that you've covered so well over the years, you know, if you're going to make a bet, always bet on there being more appeals and more decisions to make.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So they said, what basis to appeal the judge's order? Well, they say they want to hold off on the investigation, arguing that things could be compromised. Those empty folders could have had things in them. And we can't separate national security from the Department of Justice, the crooked Department of Justice's review. Now, you're hearing about all kinds of things that have been found, not found. Trump said, I haven't heard from Trump, but I've heard he said, I'm preserving the things that I think Joe Biden would have gotten rid of. Something to be said for that. So I looked into the people that were submitted. They said there were four possible candidates to screen out the potentially privileged records recovered by federal investigators. Now, I want to say this. Why would Donald Trump request from his own government that somebody look into what the DOJ is doing? In other words, guilty people don't ask for them to put an overseer over this. Now, I've already covered this with respect to Russian collusion. Robert Mueller stacking the deck with Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was essentially a lawyer full of people, a room full of people or an organization that had voted for Hillary Clinton. And I remember on this very show, people would write to me and go, or call in and go, Kevin, why is Trump letting them stack the deck and all that? And I go, why do you think? Why do you think Donald Trump would say, fine, put all the Hillary Clinton attorneys you want on it? Let me put it to you this way. If there's a bank robbery that happened in Schenectady, New York, and I'm sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and they say, Kevin Jackson robbed that bank, and we need to do an investigation. What do you think I'm going to say? Kevin, they're going to put people on there that hate you. People that you grew up, they can't find anybody that hates me except a bunch of lefties. But, okay, they're going to put a bunch of lefties on there, and this is what they're going to do. And I'll say, fine. That would be my answer. Put whoever you want on there. You want to know why? Because I have a camera at my house that shows me all around the yard, you know, picking up doggy doo-doo and trimming trees, getting ready for the day when they come pick up all the garbage and stuff. And I guarantee you, I was nowhere near Schenectady, New York. And they can't fabricate enough evidence to make it against you. So put whoever you want on there. When you're innocent, you don't care. Now, what does the DOJ do? The minute Donald Trump goes, I want a special master. Oh, we can't have a special master. The minute that the Democrats go, we want to give you transparency, great. So let's do a FOIA request so we can get there. Oh, if you get a FOIA request, it has to be redacted. We can't let you see that. They fight you. You know what we like to do? We want to check election integrity. Oh, lawsuits abound. Let's sue them. Let's not let them check election integrity. So you tell me, who's right, who's wrong? Trump is essentially saying, okay, you want to play the game, let's play it. I have nothing to hide, so I want to put a special master. It's equivalent of a special counsel. Now, of the people that they've looked into, these guys picked Barbara Jones. As it turns out, she was appointed by Hillary Clinton. And they picked a guy named Thomas Griffiths, who's a retired federal appeals court judge for the District of Columbia. He was appointed by Bush and went to BYU. Romney guy. Stacking the deck again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more for basic essentials. This after the latest consumer price index, a key measurement of inflation, rose 0.1% in August, despite predictions of a slight decline. Groceries are expected to increase by up to 11% this year, with beef, poultry, milk, and eggs leading the jump. The weather could cause SpaceX to alter its plans for Tuesday night's scheduled launch. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to blast off at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, but weather weather conditions are only 50-50. Most Americans don't want President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2020. That's according to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll. 67% don't want President Biden to run, and 57% don't want former President Trump to run. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I love stories where there's a bigger lesson, and I think that's why a lot of you are here. And I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The life as we know it in radio and the way the Democrats are doing it, it can frustrate you. And you have to look for ways to sort of discern the truth from the lie. And this story, oh my gosh, I love sharing the story with you. I'm going to go ahead and make it into two segments because it's huge. And here's the first part of the story, and it's going to be a shocker to you. But before I get into it, I want to talk to you about a woman who says that porn liberated her. So here's what I want to begin with. I want to begin with some truths. The sex industry is huge, folks, for a reason. Sex is good. There are very few of you out there who will argue this with me. Conservatives. I know we're prudish about it. We don't like to talk about sex. I grew up raised by my grandparents, and you know, my grandmother just kind of alluded to it. I never got the birds and the bees talk or anything like that. It was just, you knew it was going to eventually happen, but you know, earmuffs. I don't want to know. But as one of my friends would tell you, even bad sex is good. So you know this. You know it inherently. It's part of your DNA unless you've gotten a shot. Then maybe it's been modified because of your mRNA and Pfizer. But that's a whole other thing. Sex, folks, it's a discussion we should be having. You should have it as early as you can with your kids now, because the left is going to have this discussion with them, whether you like it or not. But here's the other part about it. It's something that will be with you your entire life for the most part, unless you go to war and, you know, you get your naughty bit shot off like a few guys did. And, you know, sadly, but it's going to be around. And even if that were to happen, by the way, you still think about sex. Sex is alluring. It lures people of all ilk. It draws us in like moth to a flame. And here's the thing. Most of us learn how to control the want of sex, or at least contain it. I don't think you could ever control it. I mean, you're going to want it. You may want it with your mate, and some of you may want it with your mate and outside of with your mate. You know, make no mistake about it. Sex is a bold temptress, and to think otherwise is to be naive. So I want to make that the backdrop of this discussion, because we should not feel like it's something that can't be discussed, that it's taboo. Look, Christ followers, I get it. We say, okay, you find your mate. Well, first of all, you shouldn't have premarital sex. People do. They do. I mean, it's a sin like other sins. Then if you have sex in your marriage, you know, there are societal norms to all of it, even though, let's face it, as I tell people all the time, I don't go around thinking about how Christians have sex or how heathens have sex. I just figure you're probably having sex if you're an adult, and certainly in a relationship. And I know that, you know, education system teaches, oh, Kevin, there's 14,000 different variations of how you sex. There's asexuality, there's protect asexuality. They give you 15 different definitions, just like there are 71 genders, right? Okay, whatever. But what I know about sex, I've learned at the common sense level. I didn't study it. I'm not looking for the freaky-dee-dee, because the way I look at it is everybody's a freak. There are people that go, well, the only way that I do sex is blah, blah, blah. And I go, that's freaky. And then other people go, I do sex, and I do it like this, and I go, that's freaky too, right? Because it's up to you, the individual, or the individuals participating in it. That's the way it is. All this is the backdrop for something bigger, I promise you. I promise you. So, this story is about a regular actress, a woman who grew up as an actress when she started as a kid at age 17. And she says that porn liberated her from Hollywood, essentially. The article is titled, Sitcom Star Maitland Ward Says Doing Porn is Soul Changing. And it caught my eye. Because she's a Disney actress. She was a Disney actress who's now doing porn. And the Disney part of it's fascinating as well. Because, you know, they're under fire for, you know, having, you know, I mean, kind of preparing kids. I guess grooming them for porn. So here's what it says, the article, how it reads. Former Disney star Maitland Ward credits doing porn with instilling her with confidence. Now, at the Christ-following level, the biblical level, I'm going, okay, come on. Now, really, this is an article that some young girl is going to pass by and go, porn gave her confidence? I want to read this. Now, I know I'm not some little girl looking to get into porn, but I'm just saying it caught my eye because I was thinking about it from the standpoint of if I were a kid perusing Instagram or whatever they peruse, TikTok, and I saw this article, I'd be like, what? And I might read it because it's interesting, right? So they go on, they say, the Boy Meets World alum has written about her transition from family-friendly entertainment to a successful career in the adult film industry in her memoir, Rated X, which is coming out this week. She criticizes the House of Mouse and praises porn for allowing her to blossom. While still in junior high school, Ward became a regular on the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful and starred opposite Mario Lopez in the TV film Killing Mr. Griffin. So needless to say, she was up for some big awards. Says the 1998, her character of Rachel McGuire was introduced to the ABC sitcom Boy Meets World, which starred a couple of people that I don't even know. Says the actress grew up, here we go, here we go, y'all are about to figure out why this story got more intriguing to me. Says the actress who grew up Christian and with a Bible-thumping grandmother is critical of the way she was objectified by employees of Disney, ABC's parent company, while filming the sitcom. Now, note how they worked then. She grew up Christian with a Bible-thumping grandmother. But, oh, this is supposed to be a condemnation of Hollywood. And it's supposed to be a condemnation of Disney. But in condemning Disney, she goes from doing soft porn to hard porn and writing a book called Rated X. And she wants us to believe that the former family-friendly entertainer found her salvation in pornography. I find this fascinating. So she goes on to say, here's what happened with her at Disney. I was asked to try on lingerie for producers in the office, Ward writes. This happened more than once, as Rachel was the only character to consistently take off her clothes. An assistant would gather me from the dressing room and take me upstairs, where I'd be provided with a series of options, some playful and girlish, some so provocative, I knew Disney would never approve them, but still, I would try them on. Well, it made me wonder.
Who took her upstairs? But what assistant would do this? How many people at family-friendly Disney are women? How many watch this young girl be objectified by Disney, trying on outfits that they knew she was not going to wear on Disney, and they said absolutely nothing? How many? And, oh, here's a question. Where were her parents? Why did she not blow the whistle on this? This woman, I'm gonna give you a little bit of insight now. Maitland, whatever her name is, she's now 45 years old. We're talking about 28 years ago, and she's just now revealing what happened to Disney. Lucky for Harvey Weinstein, he didn't get a chance at her. Because Disney was too busy taking advantage of her. How many other young girls got the same treatment as she? I don't have any answers to this stuff. I'm posing these as I decipher, who's really to blame here? Try on lingerie for producers. Knowing that it's not going to be used in the show, and alarm bells didn't go off for anybody at Disney. Alarm bells didn't go off for anybody in her satellite, in her sphere of influence, to go, wait a minute, why you got my daughter trying on lingerie? Where was Bible-thumping Grandma in all of this? We don't have any answers, do we? Ward said, get this, I love this part. She was forced to change behind a curtain so thin, here's what she says, I'm sure they could see the silhouette of my naked form. When she stepped out, the group of, get this, pay attention people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, mostly men, would pass judgment on whether the outfits, quote, showed too much or not nearly enough to get the boys watching the series excited. The group of, wait a minute, what was that? Mostly men. So this girl goes up, tries on lingerie that in front of mostly men, and the not-so-mostly women say nothing. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about a woman who said that porn allowed her to blossom. And I don't buy it. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As I mentioned before, you know, sex is an alluring thing, and the porn industry understands that. It is a multi-billion-dollar industry, even though now it's completely changed from the old days where you had magazines and, you know, the skin flicks that, you know, that were on DVD, or not on DVD, on, you know, some
recording medium, and they were difficult to get. Now, porn is so readily available, I don't know how you can even make money, make money at it. But this former Disney star, her name is Maitland Ward, credits doing porn with instilling her confidence. And she went from doing these very benign things. She was in a soap opera. She was in this teen show called Boy Meets World. And the question is about what transitioned her from family-friendly entertainment to a, quote, successful career in the adult film industry. And I say to you, it's kind of like a Stormy Daniels story. She got caught up in the elixir of Hollywood, the little bit of the touch, the taste of stardom. She never got it, not in a big way. And so she's now saying, you know, porn is what saved me. It saved her from her Bible-thumping grandmother, saved her from herself. Let me put it this way. I'm going to predict to you that in the next decade, we're going to hear back from Maitland Ward, and she's going to tell us how porn destroyed her. So anyway, she's regaled us with this. She's written a story, and she's regaled us with this idea that she, at Disney, they were already sexualizing her. So what we see is Hollywood is this rotten to its core thing. There was always this other little piece out there, this little piece of sunshine called Disney. And she's saying, no, Disney wasn't nearly the sunshine that you thought it was. In fact, they objectified me. They made me try on lingerie in front of mostly men. But the women that were there said nothing. The people who led me up to go get my wardrobe, the lingerie, and put me behind this very thin curtain where they could see my naked form were women, assistants, and they said nothing. This is a Harvey Weinstein light version of the story we know about him. And she's now just condemning it. This happened when she was 17 years old. She's now 45. 28 years ago, a holy mother of Brett Kavanaugh, we're now learning about these lecherous Disney men who probably did exactly what she said, but she and everybody around her, everybody in her little universe, said nothing. Nobody in the Disney universe did anything. But what have we been told? What's the bill of goods we've been sold, America? Disney's wholesome. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to live for Sunday night when they would show that. When you wish upon a star, do, 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 do. I love that. And the little sprite would come out and ding, and the show would come on. And you know what it would be? It would be wholesome entertainment. Wholesome family entertainment. Not a bunch of oversexed whatevers, not a bunch of gender fluid blah, 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 just wholesome family entertainment. And what this lady is telling us is, no, sometime between when you were watching Disney, Kevin, and when I was there, they started sexualizing us. I'm shocked. There's gambling in the casino. So she's trying on this lingerie in front of the Disney executives who are saying no, but and they're trying to balance between how much do we do to make you sexy without over sexualizing you. Thus, we'll try on these different outfits, and you know what? Throwing a couple of them we know are going to be a little over sexual because we just want to see her form. And just for the record, Miss Maitland Ward at the age of 45 looks really good. She does. Good for her. And I think there's a part of her that she's feeding her ego with this story. She wants us to know that, you know, I showed them. Hollywood thought it had me. My Bible-thumping grandmother who brought me up in this Christian environment thought she had me. Because, see, that was a part of the story we really didn't need. I kind of would have assumed that she's at Disney and she's a kid wanting to make films. She didn't go to Bob Guccione and try to do a spread, pardon the pun, in Penthouse. She went to Disney, for goodness sakes, 28 years ago as a young child actress. I sort of got the idea that she probably grew up wholesome. But they got to tell us that in the story that her grandmother, she grew up Christian and her grandmother was a Bible thumper. So she's just as complicit as Disney. Yeah, I wonder how much they hid from Grandma. I wonder how much she hid from Grandma. Oh, the inner demons that lurk. She says she remembers a producer saying with an embarrassed chuckle, "You're like a daughter to me," before she was directed to try on another outfit. And then she drops dime on Hollywood. Wait a minute, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm about to shock you. She says to be expendable is to be a woman in Hollywood. Oh, what? I had no idea. She writes, "You're not worth anything to anyone if you can't prop up your man." Interesting, because I know there are a lot of Hollywood women that have done quite well without their men. Pretty Woman, what's her face? Julia Roberts? She's done pretty well. She wasn't propping up any man. Meryl Streep? Who's her husband? I remember Julia Roberts married a couple of dudes, but I don't think any of them propped up her career. Lyle Lovett? What's that Hispanic dude? He used to be in Law and Order. Did he prop up her career? No, she propped up her own career. I mean, look, if we're going to make excuses, let's make them legit. What we have here is a woman who was playing wholesome roles. Suddenly she could only get, I forget what they said in the article, but she could only get like basic stuff. She couldn't get anything good. I know what they said. They said she would appear as a cosplay model on the red carpet. So she went to Hollywood with a dream of being successful, and she got close. She was in a sitcom. Maybe she didn't want to play the game. Maybe she, I don't know, honestly. Maybe when she was trying on the lingerie, she started getting the picture like, oh, wait a minute. And then Harvey Weinstein called and said, "Hey, listen, I hear Disney is going to throw you away. You want to come over here and work with me?" And she went, "Oh, no, I don't want to do that, because that would be really nasty. Oh." And then she goes to porn. Yeah. See, I like to connect the dots. And go, now, if she said, "You know what, Holly, I learned that Disney really stunk." And I was like, "What? This is a wholesome thing. I grew up Christian and with a Bible-thumping grandma. I decided to go into making religious films." I'd get it. Wouldn't that be just as much of a catharsis? Wouldn't it be, what did she call it? It allowed her to blossom. Do you think that maybe religion could have allowed her to blossom? Why would she go the other way? And why do they want young girls to read this article that to understand that, you know what? You can go to Hollywood. You can go do whatever. You could get so close to the brass ring, and they're still going to get you. But you know what you always have control over? That body of yours. That's right. It's your body. You can do what you want. Me too, hashtag me too. Put whatever you want. You can do what you want with that body. Go do some porn. They write, a few years later, Ward, now 45, started posting nude and topless photos on social media. I wonder where she got that idea. Holy mother of Kim Kardashian. And she garnered a large following. I'm shocked. She garnered a large following posting nudes on social media. In 2019, she announced on Instagram that she was starring in a full-length skin flick called Drive. The movie, directed by veteran porn actress Caden Cross, cast her as an innocent woman who's starting to blossom, much like Ward's own metamorphosis. Oh, I can hardly wait to see this on Disney next year. I know you're going, "Kevin, what's the big deal?" The big deal is that how these people try to marginalize something and make it appear as though she's made the right decision. After all, folks, it is her body. This blossoming that occurred. You blossom with porn. You blossom with sex. Oh, no. She's no longer being objectified by Disney. Now she's doing it to herself. A one-trick pony, pardon the pun. I just don't know how these people think. What are your thoughts?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.